This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Fleeing Palestinians have packed into areas along Gaza's border with Egypt and the southern Mediterranean coastline, where shelters and tent camps are overflowing. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The UN Humanitarian Office says the scale and intensity of ground operations and fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups and their devastating impact continues to impede aid deliveries. The Israeli military's air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened to most of the territory. Israel says it is striking militant targets, though homes full of people are regularly crushed. Israeli forces bombarded cities, towns, and refugee camps across Gaza overnight and into Thursday, killing dozens of people. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The U.S. is imposing sanctions on a group of money exchange services from Yemen to Turkey, alleged to be providing funds to Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who have been launching attacks on commercial shipping vessels in the southern Red Sea. The sanctions imposed Thursday target the head of a financial intermediary in Sana'a, Yemen, and three exchange houses in both Yemen and Turkey. Maine's Democratic Secretary of State is removing former President Donald Trump from that state's primary ballot. Shenna Bellows becomes the first election official to take action unilaterally to bar Trump under the Insurrection Clause of the 14th Amendment. The Civil War era clause bans those who, quote, engage in insurrection from office. It's the same provision cited recently by the Colorado Supreme Court to remove Trump from the ballot in that state. The U.S. Supreme Court will likely rule on whether the provision applies to Trump and whether he can still run for president. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Port Sudan, which lies on Sudan's Red Sea coast, is facing a cholera outbreak exacerbated by a lack of medical supplies as the country remains in the grips of war. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
A university dorm that was hosting students has been converted into a shelter for the displaced, housing at least 1,000 people. Among the displaced is Julia Adam. Adam says one of her daughters died a month ago from cholera, and the other girl recovered and is with her. Dr. Alam Abdullah, the Director General of the Red Sea Province Health Sector at the Ministry of Health, says there have been 2,237 cases of cholera so far. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The U.S. military is now putting independent lawyers in charge of its investigations of sexual assault and other major crimes, what Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III has called, quote, the most important reform to the military justice system in recent history. The decision sidelines military commanders after years of pressure from members of Congress who believed that too often the commanders would fail to take victims' complaints seriously or would try to protect alleged perpetrators in their units. Deep in the Amazon rainforest, Brazil is fighting destructive wildcat gold mining as it spreads from indigenous lands into government-protected conservation areas. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
The miners had cut down swathes of jungle and dug dozens of ponds to dredge for gold. Sydney Seraphim is the mission commander for the three-week operation.
We have more than 20 illegal miners and more than 20 clandestine airstrips located here.
Seraphim added that even after law enforcement destroyed miners' camps, they keep coming back. Leftist President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's government has already been cracking down on mining on indigenous lands, but that has pushed some miners to other forests where there has been little enforcement. Lula has vowed to stamp out illegal mining and end deforestation by 2030. That's a sharp reversal of policy from his predecessor Jair Bolsonaro, who was criticized globally for relaxing environmental controls, as well as giving illegal loggers and miners free range in the Amazon. He argued that Brazil had the right to develop its natural resources.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Authorities in Liberia say a leaking fuel tanker exploded this week as people gathered to collect the gasoline, leaving more than 40 dead. Officials say the blast on Tuesday also injured at least 83 people in the town of Totota in the central part of the West African country. One health official says many of the dead were buried in a mass grave because their remains were unrecognizable. Health authorities say an exact death toll was difficult to confirm because of how badly the bodies were burned. Similar deadly accidents have occurred elsewhere in Africa. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.